Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by BP. We're kicking off the morning with a playbook siren. NAFTA concerns are about to explode on Capitol Hill. Senior Republican aides tell us they are growing increasingly concerned about their ability to ratify a NAFTA deal that the White House cuts. They worry that if the president's negotiators come to an agreement in the coming months, they will not have the support to pass it. Remember, it's the middle of an election year, and trade politics are particularly thorny on Capitol Hill. It is getting almost no attention, but Congress would have to ratify a new NAFTA deal. Trump can't do this alone. The Trump administration has done absolutely nothing to prepare the Hill for a bruising trade vote, and GOP leadership is well aware of the void. Remember, when the Trans-Pacific Partnership cleared the Capitol, it benefited from a multi-year, multi-million dollar lobbying campaign. The best case scenario? If the Trump administration comes to a deal, Congress could try to tackle it in a lame duck session of Congress. But that could mean months and months of uncertainty. And we've got a playbook scoop this morning. Speaker Paul Ryan raised $3 million for the Congressional Leadership Fund Thursday in Boston. They had several meetings and a dinner at Jonathan and Patty Craft's house. Spotted at the dinner, Chris Collins, Spencer Zwick, Corey Bliss, and Paul Edgerly. And Hope Hicks emerged in Washington yesterday. She was spotted at the Glover Park Group's Washington office. Her father, Paul Hicks, is a GPG managing director. The big story in all of the papers this morning is about the Comey memos. As our own Kyle Cheney reports, former FBI Director James Comey documented several conversations with President Trump last year, including one where he said the president recalled Russian President Vladimir Putin telling him Russia has some of the most beautiful hookers in the world. The president's reaction? He tweeted at 11:37 p.m. last night, "James Comey memos just out and show clearly that there was no collusion and no obstruction." Also, he leaked classified information. Wow. Will the witch hunt continue? Lots of news on the investigations front. A clip and save headline. The New York Post reports that Rudy Giuliani is joining Trump's legal team and hopes to end the Russia probe in just a week or two. And Josh Gerstein is out with a piece on how the judge hearing the case against Paul Manafort raised doubts about the scope of Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller's authority in a hearing. While Bloomberg is up with a piece that Manafort is suspected of serving as a back channel to Russia. And there's more problems for EPA Secretary Scott Pruitt. Reuters is reporting that the EPA chief's aides and security agents made a $45,000 trip to Australia to prepare for a planned trip that was later canceled. And here's what's on tap for President Trump today. The president will host a late afternoon roundtable with RNC supporters in Palm Beach. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.